Episode 2343, Accelerate Your Strength.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I encourage you to get your apples and oranges, your cauliflower and your broccoli and your celery and your carrots. It is Wellness Wednesday and it is time to get your health on. Are you ready to accelerate your strength? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Did you know that movement keeps the body strong and the mind alert? The body achieves what the mind believes. What are you doing to accelerate your strength? And this is just not any strength. I know you're sitting around wondering about this, aren't you? This is where you strengthen before and after your workout. Most of us get stuck to the gold standard of, I got to get my 20-minute, 30-minute, 45-minute workout in. But the gold is made in the warm-up and the cool-down of any routine. It's not about the routine itself. However, let's be honest. Are we really doing that? Do you really warm up and cool down every time after your workout or before your workout? Well, I wish I could respond with the affirmative, but I so do not. And that's really when I pay the price. My muscles go into shock when I jump right in. And when the workout is over, I feel tired and think I can't do one more thing. On the contrary, I am always stronger than I think. And so are you. You are much stronger than you think. You can do what you need to do. So accelerate your strength. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Accelerate your strength. I want you to look at your routines. Whether you're a walker, a runner, you enjoy your cardio, your strength training, your resistance training, your CrossFit, your Zumba. What is it for you? Maybe it's dancing while you do the dishes. Now, if you're really doing that, I want to know how you don't get water all over the floor. But that's for another episode. But seriously, what are you doing in your workout routines? What does that look like? Because your mind and body really are in need of pre and post workouts. And that's where your warm up and cool down come in. These are the ones you really think don't matter, but give substance to your training. It makes all the difference. Yep, I can say it personally. When I don't want to warm up, that's when I get into trouble. That's when I begin to trip over my own feet. That's where I begin to, I feel this muscle strain. Why? I didn't warm up my muscles. I thought, I'm just going to get my 15-minute workout in. That's all fine and dandy, but you need to add 5 to 10 minutes on top of that. And that's why people are like, I don't have time for that. Oh, yes, you do. If you have time to eat apple pie a la mode, you have time to add in a pre-workout or post-workout. It's called your cool down or your warm up. And you need to add that into your system. That's how you begin to accelerate your strength. So let's look at the two of them and what it really entails. Warm up. You know, when you do a warm-up, it pumps nutrition-rich oxygenated blood into your muscles, speeding up what? Your heart rate and breathing. You want to get your heart rate up, right? That's why we do cardio. That's why we even do our strength training. We want to raise it to a point where it is taxing on the body, yet at the same time, it allows us to build our muscles, technically while we're stripping them down of everything, we're tearing them apart, which I know doesn't make sense because to build them up, you got to tear them down. Oh, I know. I scratch my head every single time I think about that. But we've got to get our muscles pumped with nutrient-rich oxygenated blood. Our muscles need that to work properly. If not, what's happening? They're cold. And when they're cold, they rip. I'm into tearing down. I'm not into ripping. Ripping is horrible. That's when you strain. That's when you're like, oh my gosh. And it's 2-3 weeks later, sometimes a year or 2 years later for repair. So pump up that oxygenated blood. Also, the length of your warm-up should last 5 to 10 minutes. Don't rush it. Enjoy it. It's the preparation. right? It's the sprinkles of goodness before you go in and hit it hard. And remember this, work all major muscle groups. You don't want to just sit there and go, okay, I'm going to move my fingers. Okay, that's not going to help much if you're going to work on your biceps. Moving your fingers, yes, that's movement, but it's not warming up all major muscle groups. So move your whole body. And I want you to start slowly and then increase the pace. So you don't go out going, okay, full steam ahead. No, it's a warm up. It's you gearing up. That's what I really want you to think about it. Okay, it's an acceleration too. You don't just go out there and say, I'm just going to go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That's for a car. You're not a car. Your body needs to be warmed up. Those muscles need to be conditioned. So start slowly and then increase the pace. Also, routines, when you work on them, they're going to consist of cardio, right? Range of motion exercises, such as jumping jacks and lunges. Enjoy dancing or a brisk walk with arms pumping too. All of that is good for your body. If you're like, well, I can't get outside. It's been raining for the last 2 days. And that's truth in our area. We've had nothing but rain for the last 2 days. I'm needing to drain the pool. I'm watching my little river on my west side of me just fill up crazy. It's just really the property lines. It just gets so, anyway, it is. It's like a mini river. It's ridiculous. And then the water on the streets, it's just like this archway of water when cars drive by. I don't like having all this rain, but you know what? It's okay. I can get on my treadmill or I can walk my house. I can walk stairs before I go and work out. But you need to move your body. It's all about the warm up. And when you warm up, your muscles are what? They're loosened. They're pumped with oxygenated blood and they are ready for you to tear them apart. So then when you rest, you can build solid muscle. And that's ultimately the goal that you're looking at here when we work out. It's not just about losing weight. Yes, it helps. Maintenance, it's good for. You're looking for the overall positive effect on your body. Remember, the body achieves what the mind believes. So if you're in it to win it, you gotta warm up. Now let's talk about the cool down. Cool down is what? Is it real fast? No, you kind of want it to be though. I've seen a lot of people struggle with this area because they're like, whoa, I got this done. And they're like, oh, now I got to bring it down. Are you serious? And all they want to do is sit down and stop. Not good, not good. Oh, so not good. I remember way back when I would run 7 to 11 miles a day or more, and then I would walk on top of that. When I was done running, I didn't just stop. I kept moving. So if I was running 7 miles, I usually walked at least another 2 miles. That was part of my cool down. People are like, well, that's a lot. Well, what do you think I just ran? I just can't stop immediately. My body's not going to know what to do. And when you stop something immediately, what happens? You tense up. Your body's like, oh my gosh, now what? You really don't want to walk around like this all day, right? No, you don't. So cool down. Slow movements for your body lasting, again, 5 to 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be 15, 20, 30 minutes. Now, am I for that? Oh, yes, I am. If you have the time to do some stretching, especially during your cool down, and you've got 15, 20 minutes to spare, do it. Your body will love you and you will increase your flexibility. But remember, it's slowing down the motion. Also, a cool down prevents what? Muscle cramps and dizziness while gradually slowing your breathing and your heart rate. You know what it's like driving a car and you're going real fast and all of a sudden the person in front of you or there's, you know, a red stoplight and you're like, slam on the brakes, and you come to a screeching halt and you know how your car just kind of stops suddenly and then it rolls back into position? That's the way our bodies act, but the problem is we don't ever roll back into position. It's like we're slamming up against a wall and we're trying to keep going through it. That is not good for the body. The body has peaks and valleys. It goes up and down and it needs to have this gradual flow. Our body was made that way. So when you cool down, slow down. Allow your body time to prevent the muscle cramps and the dizziness. And begin to take slow breaths. Elongate them. Really deep breathing. It's awesome. And I love doing it when you're stretching. Breathe in And when you let that stretch and you're going to extend that stretch, then blow out on the stretch out. When you incorporate the stretching and breathing, it relaxes and lengthens your muscles. It allows your mind to really feel what your body is feeling, and it improves your range of motion, all beneficial to your body movement. And that's for long term. I promise you, I know because I've done it years upon years. Okay, let's say decades upon decades now. Also, when you're stretching, you want to hold your stretch 10 to 30 seconds long. The longer the hold, the more flexible you become. So elongate that, right? Flow from one stretch to the next with no rest in between. And when you do this, make sure you're breathing. I cannot stress that enough. A lot of us are trying to sit there and stretch and we're like, okay, I got this. Does that feel really relaxing to you? I mean, just that sound doesn't sound relaxing. I'm like scratching my head going, yeah, it doesn't work. It's long, slow movements into the position. Hold the position. Hold it there. Stretch a little bit more, just a little bit more. Breathe out and then breathe in. Stretch down again. Stretch it out a little bit more. Breathe in. Breathe out. Make sure you're holding it. Then relax and come up. Now notice that's all in one movement. Then you go to the next one, but it's a flow. It's this rhythm that your body gets into. And remember, your muscles are warmed up, so they are ready to be lengthened even more, right? You tore them down a little bit. Now you've got to begin the building and the repairing of them. So this is where you do it. And finally, when your head hits the pillow, then that's when the ultimate return happens. Your body allows itself to repair. And then you, my friend, become stronger. Now, as you warm up and cool down, be sure to include your thoughts in the process. What you think about, you bring about. So position your thoughts to move you forward in your fitness and daily routine. Anticipate how you want to feel and what you want to see. That's the key here. Your body's going to achieve what your mind believes. Go out and remember, you matter. You matter in what you're doing. You matter in how you care for yourself. So take care of you. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.